Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Hi, everyone. This is your girl, Coach Shea, and welcome back to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast Show. It is our episode 7. Today, it is July the 29th. I'm extremely excited today, as always, to come share inspiration, motivation, real life lessons for you to implement in your life and in your business, for you to do what you believe God has called and chosen for you to do and to create wealth. But my most important thing is I really want to make sure that we're sharing real life lessons on making sure that we are in alignment to what God has given us to do. Also, to help you understand that you are not in it by yourself, that we are all on this path, on this journey, striving for, pressing towards the mark, pressing towards what God has for us. So before I get into our lesson, I do have an amazing announcement. I did a free training on a couple of weeks ago, and it was a powerful training, and I want to make sure that you get this training absolutely free. It is called Launch Your Life Coaching Empire Training. It is 42 minutes. It is a webinar that you want to download and be able to watch anytime. I share real strategies, real systems. I talk about what really is coaching. I talk about the 7 income streams of launching your life coaching business, the 7 benefits of a life coach training, and why the time is now to answer the call. So you really want to get that downloaded. It's absolutely free. All you need to do is go to bit.ly, the Woman Christian CEO Call. I'm going to repeat that again. Go to bit.ly/ the Woman Christian CEO Call. Sorry about that. I forgot the slash. One more time, bit.ly/ the Woman Christian CEO Call. It is also on our Apple or wherever you're listening to. It's on our page, and you could just go directly to our app and download it from there as well. Without further ado, let's talk about focus. There's too many chefs. Yeah, we're going to talk about that today, especially in the time that we're living in right now. There are so many different options that many people are being confused. They are confused. The enemy is using it as a distraction to keep you from not pursuing and pressing towards what God has given you to do. It's causing you to stay stuck. And it's causing you to feel lost because of everything that is at our fingertips. As we always talk about how social media is a great platform, and I believe in it. I believe in using Facebook and Instagram. Those are the platforms that I use. And of course, the podcasting that we use now. But the challenge with those are how we have so many different options or easy access to these different options that are available, and we are being bombarded with so much information on a daily basis. And so God is wanting to get our attention to making sure that we stay in alignment. That's why it's so important to really know what you're called to do. It's really important to know what your purpose is. It really is important to have a prayer life so you can stay focused, because it's so easy to get distracted. I can truly say there's many, many times where I've lost focus, or I've gotten distracted, or I got into the comparing scene game because of what I see on a daily basis and how I'm inundated with so much information. But here's where your prayer life comes in. No matter what you see, no matter what you see others are doing, it is important for you to know what your assignment is. It is important for you to know what you believe God wants you to do in this time and in this season. It is important for you to know why it is for you not to quit or give up or get stuck in what you believe God wants you to do. So the topic today is about focus. Too many chefs. And I want you, I'm going to read this here because I did take my notes because I really want to make sure that I don't miss anything. Too many chefs spoil the broth. We've heard this saying many times before. This is a phrase that can definitely be applied to your business. When there's too many people in, you know how we say it's too many people in the kitchen. You don't know who's cooking what or how they're cooking it. Have you ever heard the other phrase where your parents would tell you, you cannot eat off everyone's table? You ever heard that one before? The reason why I say this is because there are so many coaches and trainers and teachers that we're trying to eat off their table all at the same time, and it's causing you to have major confusion in your business. It's causing you to have major anxiety and overwhelmness because of you trying to get all this information from too many people. I personally do not like to work with a client who's working with many other coaches. I do understand that there is a thing out here now where someone said Oprah has three coaches, or somebody said that I have four coaches. But I believe that's been taken out of context. I believe that when they say they have a person who's on their team, a support person, each person serves in a different role. Each person serves in a different place, not in the same vicinity. And because you're trying to work with too many coaches, especially in the same field, you are losing, as I mentioned before, you are getting stuck and you are confused. So there are too many different ways to, and listen to this, there are too many different ways to accomplish your goals. So no one coach or no two coaches are going to give you the same exact approach. So one coach may give you a different approach. Another coach is going to give you a different approach. So listening to too many people at the same time is going to cause confusion. I'm the type of coach, I'll give you an example. If people are looking for something really quick and fast, and I'm ready to hustle and grind and get my money, you know, that is not the kind of coach that I am. I am a coach that is strictly about making sure that what you do is in alignment with your purpose, how to take what God has put in you through your gifts, your experience, your talents, your knowledge, your expertise, how to package it so you can create real transformational services and create wealth in the people that God has called you to serve. And so that process is not an overnight process. Sometimes it takes 3 months, sometimes it takes 6 months, depending on what level you desire to get to. So that's my approach. So another client could be, oh, I want to teach you how to create a product. I want to teach you how to create a real quick product so you can have a $100,000 launch or whatever the case is. And so that's a different approach. So you have to choose, and I'm all about choosing where you believe God wants you to focus on. If you are choosing things based on what you want to do quickly, or you comparing yourself, or you are getting caught up in the rat race game, then you're not going to get to your goal like you desire to. So you really, again, making sure that you are in alignment to what you believe God has given you to do. If you're going to seek out a coaching relationship, you want to pick one person you respect that has the experience you need to tap into and focus on learning all you can from that person for that season. I always encourage people to give the coach that you chose 1 year. Six to 12 months, and completely follow the process, the system that they are coaching you through and consulting and training you through. If you give that 100%, I do believe whoever you're working with, you're going to get results. But that's not what happens. Most people jump up, get a coach, trainer, consultant. They don't stick with it. 30 days, they bounce. 30 days, they like, oh, this ain't working for me and I'm going to quit. You know, she ain't the one for me or he ain't the one and they got my money. No, you didn't give it an opportunity to put in the work. You didn't give it an opportunity to put in the work. So my goal is to encourage you to whoever you choose, give that person that opportunity. I mentioned yesterday on my Facebook Live is to grab that person by the coattail and ride it out. Be committed to the teaching, the process they're teaching you so you can get some results in your life and in your business. Another thing you want to do is, now every coach is not forever, right? And it's okay. So you'll know when it's time to shift to the next coach or to the next service or to the next program. Now, how long that season lasts will depend on how much that person has to offer. Now there's many people who have been through our programs and they've moved on to different types of programs because they're in a different place. It doesn't mean they're going to stay forever. My heart though is to create a community where people do want to stay. That's my goal, but I know it doesn't last all the time. But that's the desire I have, is to create a community of support where people want to stay. So depending, again, how long this relationship is supposed to last, some people are there for a season. Then there are some people they are there to walk you through this journey. That means that you guys are together. And however that relationship unfolds, then that's where you want it to be. Sometimes it may not be always you paying them or vice versa. It could be, you know what, we've been in this a long time together. We're going to hold fast to each other and we're going to grow together. So it depends on where you are and where you're trying to go. And so it's really important, as I mentioned before, that you really understand where you are right now and what God desires for you. Now, imagine that there are 10 steps on a ladder to the pinnacle of your business dreams. The higher your coach is on the ladder, the more they will have to teach you. So if I'm on step 5 and you are step 1, that means I have 4 different steps to help you get through. Now, if I'm coaching you and you meet at me and we on step 5 together, then you can say, okay, we are now on the same level. We are peers or what have you. And you may say, you know, I'm going to pass this person up or whatever. Then you go to the next person or you go to the next coach that you desire to work with. If you are step 1 and your coach is on step 4, they will be able to teach you for a while, as I mentioned before, and you will reach a moment where you can come up to their level. Unless your coach has made progress, you have nothing left to learn from them, and you should gracefully disengage from the coaching relationship in order to seek out your next mentor. It's okay to move on from the next level. You don't have to end friendship depending on the relationship, but it doesn't have to end in this horrible, you know, she ain't the one. It doesn't have to end that way. It could mean that, you know what, I've only gotten so much I could get from this person. I've seen the results that I want to see in my life. I've been able to grow from what she's already implemented into me. And so now I'm ready to go to the next mentor. Now, you cannot talk about your coach, he or she, if you have not implemented what they coached and preached and teach and you didn't get the results. The only person that takes responsibility for that is you because you didn't implement the things that they were teaching. So when you move on to the next coach, make sure that you don't have to end relationships or leave them in a disarray or in a, you know, I'm trying to find the right word here, or contentious type of relationship. It's just that I'm ready to move to the next level. And I believe the next mentor or next coach be able to help me do that. What you don't want to do, you don't want to juggle mentor relationships. That's what you don't want to do. Because as I mentioned before, that causes confusion. It causes too much confusion and you're not going to get where you desire to be. There is only so much you can receive one at a time while getting the most from it. We're not built to have a bunch of information poured into us, especially from different levels, and then we're not, and you're not seeing the results that you desire to see. So my encouragement to you today is that as you're seeking out your coach, or if you're working with the coach, is to be focused and work with one coach. Give your coach 6 to 12 months. And I'm using the word coach. It could be a mentor, training program, coaching program, wherever that is. Give them the opportunity to coach you and you implement the results. When you implement the results and you're showing up and you're doing the work and you are getting results, then you can confidently say, wow, how this has been an amazing opportunity. I've grown. I've increased my income. I've increased my clientele. I've built my influence, my impact, my community. And now I'm ready to take it to the next level, whatever that may be. So when there's too many chefs, remember this, you can spoil the broth. So make sure you receive that in your business, that same concept. You cannot eat off everybody's table. You eat off too many people's table, you're going to end up getting sick because you don't know what they're putting in it. Okay. My last thing I'm going to share with you today is I want to make sure that you download this free training. It's called Launch Your Life Coaching Empire. Absolutely free. It's 42 minutes. It's a webinar that I did a couple of weeks ago, and I want to offer to you absolutely free. And all you need to do is go to bit.ly/ The Woman Christian CEO Call. bit.ly The Woman Christian CEO Call. In that training, I'm teaching you four different things. What is coaching? The 7 income streams of launching your coaching business. 7 benefits of a life coach training, and why the time is now to answer the call to coach. You will not be disappointed, and it's just simply spending the time in listening so you can implement some things now to get you where you desire to be. Well, I hope I shared something that's going to inspire and motivate you. Get with the right coach, get with the right person that's going to serve you and support you on the path that you desire to go. You guys have a great rest of your week, and I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.